Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, email, Google+, simple ways that you can share Issues Etc. programs with your friends, relatives, and fellow parishioners. Just go to Listen on Demand Archives at issuesetc.org and look for the share feature images posted beneath each audio segment. You're only one click away from telling someone about Issues Etc. The Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org and look for Share This.
It was a solution that we could make work because it allows our members not to have to buy, contract for, refer, or arrange for contraceptive services.
We stand united in protest to this mandate, recognizing the encroachment on the conscience of our fellow citizens.
The bishops have staked out a fairly extreme position. They want those for-profit entities to have the right to exempt themselves.
The voices of Sister Carol Keehan, President and CEO of Catholic Health Association, might have seen that organization in the news. They are essentially saying that the latest HHS mandate rulings, the latest regulations, in particular those having to do with birth control, they really don't have a problem with. It's a workable solution, not the one they would prefer, but a workable solution for them. Also, the voice of Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, he says not so. And James Salt, Executive Director of Catholics United, a liberal Catholic group, it seems there are a lot of voices speaking nowadays. Ostensibly speaking for Catholics, or for the Catholic street, if you will, and a disagreement between the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops and a Catholic Health Association regarding the Affordable Care Act, especially that provision on birth control and religious freedom. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Thanks for tuning us in live this Wednesday afternoon. It's July the 10th. Helen Hull Hitchcock, president of a Catholic women's organization called Faith and Family, will be joining us here for the first few minutes of the program. A little bit later in the program, Pastor Evan Gegline joins us. A burdened conscience, it's not the worst thing that could happen to you. There are worse things than having a burdened conscience, but what is the answer to a burdened conscience? We'll answer that question. And the wrong answer is almost always consistently given by one Joel Osteen. He's pastor of Lakewood Community Church in Houston, Texas, the largest megachurch in the United States. We'll do a little sermon review later in the program, a sermon that was preached Sunday by Joel called Staying in the Game. He wants you to stay in the game, and he talks a lot about that kind of false solution to a burdened conscience. God loves you anyway. Don't worry. Keep going. Play hurt. Stay in the game. A sermon review a little bit later here on Issues Etc. You can join us for the next 2 hours of the program, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at IssuesETC. Helen Hull Hitchcock is a regular guest, president of a Catholic women's organization based in St. Louis called Women for Faith and Family. Helen, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
There are a lot of voices in the news talking about the latest regulations from the HHS and birth
yeah,
control.
It's almost as confusing as the rules themselves.
Which of these voices, if any, speaks authoritatively for the Catholic Church on this issue?
Well, the Catholic bishops do. There are a lot of organizations that call themselves Catholic that can pretty much describe what they want. And there have been problems in the past years with the Catholic Health Association on some issues, and that's going on now. The Catholics United organization is actually a political organization that was started in 2004, and the leader of that was involved in Democratic politics and so on. And that's, I mean, their issue is to support the president and the Democratic Party and their policies. So they may be Catholic, at least in name, but probably most of your listeners realize that not everybody who calls themselves or associates themselves with a particular Christian belief actually accepts the teachings of their church, even within denominations. And that's what we see here. There's the people who are claiming to speak as Catholics or for Catholics can't do that unless they're actually speaking with the united voice of the church, which is expressed in this case by our bishops.
Are we talking here about essentially independent groups that just put Catholic in the logo? I mean, it's difficult for some of us outside looking in to understand it, because the Catholic Church obviously has a hierarchical structure itself, but then there are names attached, like Catholic Health Association, that people hear Sister Carol Keenan saying, look, the HHS mandate is a workable solution for us, they say, and it's being reported in the press, of course, Helen, by none less than National Public Radio, that these are two equally legitimate Catholic voices in the debate.
Well, that's understandable. The NPR has their own point of view, I expect. But it is confusing, and so is the health care amendment, because our bishops have said, and as a matter of fact, so has the very recent ecumenical statement that was signed by the president of the Missouri Synod Lutheran, as a matter of fact, and a lot of other organizations declared themselves unhappy with the problem that is created by that Health and Human Services mandate, which doesn't give any religious freedom exemptions mean anything. Sister Carol Keehan of the Catholic Health Association was one of the people who supported the HHS mandate in the first place, and she actually signed the document in President Obama's office, and he gave her a pen as a memorial to that. So she's been in favor of the HHS mandate, even in its most flawed condition. So it's not surprising at all that she would support this latest attempt at quote-unquote accommodation, which was not really an accommodation at all. It was really just a restatement of the same thing that they've said before. And it does not... It does not provide religious convictions to refuse to provide coverage for contraception and abortion that the HHS mandate for that Health Care Act requires. And it was not really changed, and that's the reason why the ecumenical group and our bishops issued a letter stating that it was unacceptable. So it is complicated. There are a lot of people involved in it and a lot of ins and outs. It's hard to explain it in terms that anybody can really understand, except that that ecumenical document that just was released this past week strongly affirms the religious convictions, the freedom Americans have to act on their religious conviction, not just worship in church, but to actually their consciences formed by those religious convictions, in this case, you know, deeply Christian religious convictions, are infringed upon by the government's imposition of the mandate to provide certain coverages that are against those moral convictions of the Christians that signed this.
How do you respond to, and we heard a bit of it in the open, James Salt, executive director of Catholics United, that even at National Public Radio refers to as a liberal Catholic organization?
Yeah.
How do you respond to his contention that the bishops here, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, have staked out an extreme position on the HHS mandate?
Well, that would be entirely predictable. Back in 2004, when he first started this Catholics United project, he worked for Kathleen Sebelius, the governor, then former governor of Kansas, who's now head of the Health and Human Services that issued the mandate. He worked for her, so clearly his views are in support of whatever it is that the Health and Human Services mandate declares. Obviously, now not everybody knows that that's what Catholics United stand for, but it should be known.
Where does the Catholic pew, so to speak, stand on this issue as far as you can tell?
You know, you probably have had this experience, too, that you may find yourself sitting next to somebody who's from a different Christian church than you are, with whom you have more in common than you may have with someone sitting in the pew next to you at worship. Catholics are divided on this, as we know, individual Catholics, but the church is not. The church's teaching is quite clear on the moral issues and the demands made upon all Christian believers about the value, the intrinsic value of human life created by God, that we are not allowed to destroy that at any time. So we may find ourselves shoulder to shoulder in a pro-life march, for example, with people who belong to a different church, but that doesn't mean that the truth is not the same for all of us Christians. And that, I think, is something that all churches are undergoing, divisions within and so on, and the Catholic Church is no different. In fact, it may be that the divisions are more prominent because there are more prominent Catholics who dissent from the core teachings of the Church.
So is kind of the upshot of this that what's being reported in the news, if you look hard enough, and apparently you don't even have to look that hard, you can find organizations that carry the name Catholic in their name who are more than willing to play ball with the Health and Human Services mandate, but that does not represent the Catholic Church in any shape, matter, or form.
You're right about that. As you know, the Catholic Church has been a leader in the movement to abolish abortion, for example, from the very beginning. Now, other Christians have, you know, joined with us, thank goodness. And even last week in that ecumenical letter I mentioned, but the core project here is support of Christian moral teachings and God's law. And anybody who dissents from that, no matter what they call themselves, is not authentically Christian. That's one of the difficulties we are having in our time, I think, now, is the divisions within the churches and among Christian leaders, even.
A quick question from Michigan. Chris is on the line. Chris, thanks for waiting.
Yeah, I don't see any substance behind the words of the Catholic Church, as long as people like Nancy Pelosi or our vice president are allowed to still take communion and thumb their nose at the teachings of the church.
Chris, thank you very much. What's your response there, Helen? About a minute or so.
Well, yeah, as I just said, one of the biggest scars in the Christian world today is the divisions within the churches and the refusal of some people to accept the core scriptural teachings and biblical teachings and God's law, and that is a serious problem. And it's very bad when there are prominent people. You mentioned Nancy Pelosi. There are others. As a matter of fact, the head of the Health and Human Services Committee that had that, you know, that issued that mandate is also a Catholic. That's embarrassing to a Catholic, but it's not surprising in our strange and divided world today.
Are we seeing here finally what one of our frequent guests here, Terry Mattingly of Scripps Howard News Service, has observed by way of media coverage, but also just by way of understanding that word Catholic? Are we observing a difference, a rather marked difference, vis-a-vis the Church's teachings between those who are essentially mass-going Catholics, and those who are Catholic in name only?
Well, yes. Sometimes people call them cafeteria Catholics. They pick out what they want to believe and what suits their particular agenda and forget about what is the real truth that transcends one's own individual isolated self. And I think that selfishness is something that Pope Francis, our new Pope, has been talking about recently, too, about the Christian's inclination to do what they want to do rather than what God wants them to do. And that's something we all have to remind ourselves of, I think. that the truth transcends our own particular self or our own particular time or our culture, and that that truth is something that we have to adhere to and uphold no matter what it costs.
Folks, you'll find a link to Women for Faith and Family at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Helen Hull Hitchcock is the president of Women for Faith and Family based in St. Louis. Helen, thank you very much for being our guest.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be with you.
When we come back, we're going to spend some time with Pastor Evan Gagelein. A burdened conscience can be, well, a terrible burden, can't it? A conscience that will not be quieted by any kind of excuse, any kind of trying to think it away, a conscience that is troubled, that is stirred up. There are worse things than the burdened conscience, but what is the comfort to the burdened conscience? We'll answer that question with Pastor Evan Gagelein of Table Talk Radio. On the other side of this break, I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. It's Wednesday afternoon, the 10th of July. Stay tuned.
Does your church need a backup organist? The Virtual Organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Hey, St. Louis, how would you like to achieve your fitness goals in a fun and supportive atmosphere? Hi, this is Kevin Reisick, owner and operator of Arch Fitness of East Alton, Illinois. We offer adult boot camps throughout the week. These camps include cardiovascular conditioning, muscular strength and endurance training, balance and coordination activities, and more. For more information, give me a call at 618-670-6952, Arch Fitness of East Alton, Illinois, 618-670-6952.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House. Listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House. cph.org.
Did you know that we send out an email each week that details upcoming show topics? It's available for you to include in your weekly church bulletin. Just click the logo for the Issues Etc. Journal and Weekly Bulletin insert at issuesetc.org and sign up to receive the church bulletin blurb. It's an easy way to invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. IssuesETC.org, look for the Issues Etc. Journal logo, and register to receive a weekly bulletin paragraph from Issues Etc.